Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
They say opposites attract, and sometimes they do in terms of how you eat rather than how your partner eats. And I'm a big fan of Katie Parker. She has a wonderful blog, Veggie and the Beast. She grew up as a vegetarian, whereas her husband grew up, I think it was hunting venison. Is that correct, Katie?
Yeah, he's a big, big hunter. He primarily hunts deer, but he also does turkey hunting. And duck hunting as well.
All right. And you were able to get some good high protein vegetarian recipes, which we're going to talk about today. But also you have some things that, you know, you can make that your hubby will eat that are high protein vegetarian, and he can add some meat, or people who are vegetarians could eat them. So when did you were a vegetarian since you were three. I'm assuming this was your parents' influence.
Somewhat. My mom's a vegetarian, but I ate meat, you know, when I was really little, but I just never really liked it. And I was just very stubborn when I was little, and my older brother was teasing me when I was eating a casserole. Of course, we love our casseroles in Minnesota. And I was eating a cheese and ham casserole, and he said, "Well, Katie, you know, you're eating a pig right now." And I was grossed out, and I would not believe it. My mom told me I was, and I just said, "Well, I'm not going to eat it." And then I just never did again. So a stubborn little person turned into a stubborn adult, I guess.
Well, good for you. So I want to know more about how you do it, because, you know, it's really hard when you live with someone who doesn't really eat the way you do. So, and obviously you guys knew this going into your relationship. How do you guys make it work?
Well, we love to cook together, and I'm really fortunate in that he does enjoy cooking with me, and he's also very adventurous, so he will, I don't feed him tofu very often, but he's willing to try anything. And so we just really focus on meals that I know what he really enjoys, which is, you know, pastas, and we like making pizzas together, and I just focus on trying to get, you know, at least one protein source into every meal. Whether that's a whole grain or lentils or beans, or we both really like, you know, Thai peanut noodles with a peanut butter sauce. So just making sure they're really filling and satisfying meals, and we're not just eating, you know, a boring salad all the time. Which I know a lot of people think that with vegetarians, you know, you eat rabbit food, or everything you eat is, you know, green and leafy. And I do like my salads. I am, you know, a veggie-loving person, but I also know that sometimes if you're with someone with a bigger appetite, you need something a little more substantial.
Now, does it bother you if he cooks meat and has it with something that you make, or does he normally just say, "Oh, this is so satisfying and filling, I don't need to have the meat on these recipes"?
It kind of goes both ways. I mean, we'll go weeks without having any meat in the house, and then sometimes he'll just get a craving for it, so he'll cook up some of his venison that he has and put it on a pasta or whatnot, but it doesn't bother me at all. So he does that sometimes, but really most of the time he just eats vegetarian, which a lot of his friends that knew him growing up think that's pretty funny.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, like, I have a husband who is a total carnivore, and if I even have one meal a week that has no meat in it, he's like, "No, thank you." Like, he needs his meat and potatoes.
Oh, wow.
So I find it interesting. I mean, I'm guessing your husband isn't really that much of a carnivore, and he's obviously able to go a little bit without it. But I mean, so a lot of men are just very much of like, "I need my meat and potatoes," you know?
Yeah,
so, but I think
for
it's
sure.
Cool that you're able to, like, you're able to not get grossed out about it. You're able to kind of say, "Well, this is the way it is. You eat the way you eat. I eat the way I eat. And let's make it work." I think that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It really doesn't matter to me. You know, I mean, everybody has their things that they like to eat. You know, and what I like to eat is not always what he wants to have. And that's just kind of the way relationships go, I think, even if you aren't a vegetarian and a meat eater.
That is true. Well, let's jump into this fabulous book of yours, the High Protein Vegetarian Cookbook, Hearty Dishes That Even Carnivores Will Love. Talk to us about what you have. Well, let me tell you what you have. You have breakfast, you got soups, you got salads, you got grains, pizzas, pastas, burgers, sandwiches. What are some of your favorite recipes in the book?
Well, I really love, there's a 20-minute enchilada skillet in the book. It's also on my blog. Mm-hmm. But it's really easy, and it's great for weeknights. And it's also, Ryan loves Mexican, so it's easy. It's a good meal that both of us enjoy that comes together in 20 minutes. And so that's just olive oil, vegetables, black beans, enchilada sauce, sliced corn tortillas, and then you just broil it for 3 to 5 minutes. So that's really easy, and I like that during the weeks, and it also keeps well for weekday lunches. And I really love veggie burgers, and Ryan actually usually likes veggie burgers as well, especially when they're the heartier kind. You know, I like to make them as protein-packed as possible. I have one in the book called Protein Powerhouse Burgers. And those are made with quinoa, black lentils, black beans, and walnuts. So they're just kind of packed full of all those good ingredients that fill you up.
Katie, what I'd like to know is we recently wrote an article on Naturally Savvy about high protein for vegetarians. What would be your top, let's say, three sources of protein for people who are vegetarian?
I would say beans. Just because they're really easy, you know, and they're cheap. They're really good for protein. Nuts and nut butters. I eat almond butter, peanut butter every day. You can cook with it. You can bake with it. I eat it by the spoonful because I'm kind of weird like that. but I love that. And then the whole grains. I eat a lot of whole grains. We eat a lot of quinoa, barley, and millet, and you know, whole wheat pasta whenever we do have pasta. It's just an easy way to get extra protein in there.
Katie, you just said something. Did you say Malay when you were listing some of the foods?
Yeah, I'm wondering now if I'm saying it wrong.
I've never heard of it. What is it? What kind of grain is
it? It's really similar to quinoa, and it cooks in a similar way to quinoa.
You're talking about millet. You mean millet.
Millet, yes.
No, oh, my gosh.
I questioned myself.
Yeah, millet is actually delicious. I love millet. Yeah, I love millet.
Yeah, I love it. Yummy. And I cook with it all the time. It kind of holds its texture better than quinoa, because sometimes quinoa's texture is a little bit mushy and off-putting, depending on how you cook it. So, and I think it's a little bit more forgiving in the way you cook it and what you put it in. So that's something that I really like to make, and Ryan likes it as well, and you can put it in a lot of things. I like to stuff peppers with it. I just put a enchilada stuffed millet sweet potato on my blog. Yeah, and so it's just a really good whole grain and also a good source of protein.
Well, I want to go back to what you said about the nut butters, eating them with the spoon. You're not weird, or if you're weird, well, I'm weird too. What I did this morning is I took a little bit of peanut butter and I mixed it up with some very dark chocolate chips, and I just sat there and ate it.
Oh, nice. I have definitely done that before.
Healthier than a regular peanut butter cup. And I actually added a little bit of avocado oil because the peanut butter was really thick. It was just like the organic crushed peanuts, and it actually makes it really smooth and nice, and it gives it a nice flavor too.
Oh, now you're making me hungry. That sounds great.
Katie, tell us a little bit. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but tell us where people can find out about you and where they can get your book and how they can get in contact with you if they wanted to.
All right. So my blog is Veggie and the Beast, which is veggieandthebeast.com. So you can go on there and check out my recipes on my blog. And then the book is, as you said, the High Protein Vegetarian Cookbook. And it's available everywhere books are sold: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, IndieBound, Powell's. Any of those places.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being on our show today, Katie. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Eat your veggies today and stay well.